Hello, happy housewives. This is Darla Shine. I am back from my vacation, and now I need a vacation from my vacation. With me this morning is Dana. Dana, I am so tired from being on vacation.
Aww.
Vacations with children are not relaxing.
No.
You go to Disney World, you're exhausted when you come back. You go skiing, you're exhausted. I had my two children, Connor and Hannah, and my nephew.
Uh-huh.
At the ski place, the ski house, we had to load up the car, put the skis in the car, the boots in the car, get in the car, drive to the ski mountain, take the boots out of the car, the skis out of the car, put them on the kids. My back is broken. My husband went back to work during the week, so I was there by myself with the kids.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. And then I'm skiing with the three kids. Hannah, I'm teaching how to ski. So my back, I was keeled over all the whole week, reaching down, putting boots on, taking boots off. And I'm exhausted.
I don't blame you.
And you know what is killing me is my neck. I feel like I just have this crick in my neck. I can't get it out. So now I need a vacation from being on vacation with the kids.
You know what the crick is from?
What?
In your neck? It's from turning and looking at all the hot ski dudes.
There were no hot ski dudes on the mountain. When you're skiing, you can't even tell if someone's hot because they're all bundled up.
No, I know, but when you go in the lodge to warm up...
No, we were at a real family place. There was no good-looking ski dudes, unfortunately for me.
Darn.
But I'll tell you who is really good-looking.
Okay.
Is Liev Schreiber. And I just read in Star Magazine that his girlfriend, Naomi Watts, is pregnant, and I'm devastated.
Why?
Because I don't know why. I thought that maybe one day I was going to marry him.
Oh, God.
In my fantasy world, I was like, oh, no, he's having a baby. He's moving on without me. I was going to have his baby. He is so cute. He is so cute. I think I'm ready for an affair. Let's dedicate this podcast to that.
Okay,
I'm going through a midlife crisis.
Well, then I'm signing off. I don't want to talk about that.
I told my husband, I want to have an affair. I want romance. I can have an affair with my husband. Why do you think automatically it's going to be with someone else, Dana? You see how narrow-minded you are?
Oh, please. From Miss Prude herself?
No, I can have an affair with my husband. You missed what I said.
Oh, well, then go for it. Okay.
This is what I'm saying. We get into these marriage ruts. So we're in.
Yeah.
We go skiing. So Bill was there for the first weekend. Then he went to work for a few days. Then he came back the second weekend. The whole week went by. We're in the condo. We had one night of romance. And the night of romance was like 6 minutes.
Aw.
If you know what I mean. There was no time. First of all, if you say, again, I feel like I'm on Hee Haw. Remember that show?
Okay.
Aw. Let's do it together. Aw. Get it out of your system. You got to come up with a new reaction.
All right. You better watch it or I'm coming after you with that New York accent.
Hey, listen. I went to many years of speech therapy to get rid of that.
You needed it. You needed it.
So... No, but so seriously, so I said to Bill at the end of the vacation, I said, what the hell is going on? Where is the romance? We have got to get away. This is it, Dana. I figured it out. We've got to go away together alone. Ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Moms, enough with this family vacation. The next trip I'm going on, the kids are staying home with my mother. And I am going to go away for the weekend with Bill. Because what is the point of it? The kids complained the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't behave. My back is killing me, and I didn't have any good sex.
You had a 6-minute ride, and that was it.
That was it.
Kind of like that 6 Seconds movie. Yeah, it's too stressful. I think it's way too stressful to try and make it a family/romantic weekend, so you definitely need to do them separately.
I have to go away with my husband. We haven't done this in a while. We haven't gone away together in about a year, and I'll tell you this. I keep having these fantasies of having this wonderful family experience with the kids. Now, let's go back a little bit. Okay, in the summer, I tried the Great Wolf Lodge. That was like a nightmare, remember?
Right.
Okay, driving to Virginia. The kids were miserable in the car, and all they did was complain they were bored. Then we all went to Disney World in the fall, and everyone got the stomach virus. I had to come back after 3 days.
Right.
And now I went skiing, and the kids were miserable the whole week, exhausted, going on the mountain, complaining that they were bored and sick of skiing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. I'm leaving the kids. You know what? Until they get older, they can't even appreciate anything.
You know, and that's the thing that drives me bananas. When it seems like every single time that you go above and beyond and you try and do something special with your kids like that, it always ends up the same. They complain, they're miserable, they're not happy, and yeah, I'm there with you.
So that's it. So I am going to have an affair, ladies. I want you all to have an affair. We're all going to have affairs with our husbands. We are going to bring the heat back into our marriages. We're going to have some fun. And I'm going to kick it off by tomorrow night. I'm going to meet Bill in the city. We're going to go out to dinner. Just have some time together talking. The whole time we were on vacation, we never had a chance to even talk to each other.
Oh, jeez.
There were three kids in the condo. We were at a clubhouse. We were constantly going to the game room and, you know, running to get gas or fill up the, you know, tubes. You know, it's just constant running.
I remember the last time that Phil and I actually had, like, it was like a day alone. We went, you know, because we have to drive forever to get anywhere. And we were in the car and we said not a word to each other, you know, because we didn't have the kids. And it was just so nice to be in a vehicle with him and have a comfortable silence without having two children in the back seat fighting and vying for your attention and talking over each other. Well, it's great.
Speaking of fighting in the back seat, I just want to tell the story. One of the moms in my neighborhood whose child went to the same school that my kids went to before I moved them, she just got into a terrific car accident, and both of her daughter and her niece's necks were broken. You know, she was driving down the block, going slow, about 15 miles an hour, and the kids were fighting in the back seat. She turned around for a second, like we all do, to yell at the kids or give them a whack on the leg, whatever we're going to do, and she hit a tree.
Oh, my gosh.
And both of the girls, their necks are broken. They're in intensive care. So this is, you know, I don't even understand how that happened. I thought seatbelts, you know, were supposed to, both the children were wearing seatbelts. You know, I can't figure out how this could even happen with the seatbelts on. But it happened, and it was a lesson for myself, I'll tell you, Dana, because I'm constantly driving, turning around, yelling at the kids, trying to grab whatever they have in their hands, separating them, you know? And so it just was a little wake-up call. So to everyone out there, let's just remember that in a second, even going 15 miles an hour, you can hit a tree and snap your kid's neck. So let's try not to turn around in the car and, you know, ignore the kids more, if it's possible.
Or just pull over. And that's what my mom used to do when we were younger, when it was more accepted. If we were being nasty in the car, she'd pull it out, pull the car over and pull us out and spank our butts if we were being that disruptive.
Well, you know, I think that I am anti-smacking now. I'm anti-spanking altogether. I have decided. Okay. This is the new me. I mean, I was never a big spanker. I never really spanked the children because I was always kind of against it. But once in a while, like, I lost control. I did get a whack. And about 2 months ago, I was in, I think it was Target, and I saw this mother lose it with her kids, and she's, like, whacked them both. And just watching that, it grossed me out. And I said, that's me. I don't want to be that person. So I'll tell you, I've not yelled at the children, and I haven't, you know, smacked them. I haven't done anything like that for at least 3 months now. And the kids are calmer. And I realize that when I get crazy, I only make them more crazy.
Right.
And whenever I would, if I did, you know, remember that time Connor, or was it Hannah, who told me they hated me and I smacked them right in the mouth?
It was Connor, yeah.
You know, I was devastated for days over that.
You know, I was just thinking, it's bad that I remember this. Jeez.
But I was devastated. So anyway, I feel like everything is calmer. And also, the kids are in their new school. And I feel like that has also helped Connor. He's happier mentally, and he's calmer. And for all the moms who didn't listen to the last podcast with Dr. Furman, it's very important for everyone to remember that children need a certain amount of fat in their brains, Dana, to stay calm and to focus. I never really heard this before. Did you?
Well, of course not. I'm not into that stuff. But tell me.
Well, what happens is your brain needs a certain amount of natural fat to work properly. And if the child doesn't have a certain amount of natural good fats, they can't even concentrate. So he was saying, I was talking about ADD, and, you know, I think it's baloney. I don't even believe it exists. But I just think there's something wrong in the kid's diet, and they just came up with this thing, ADD. And he believes that also. And he said that if the children are given omega fats, and DHA and fish fats and the kind of fats they need, it will calm the kids down and they'll be able to focus. And it makes so much sense to me. So what I did was I went today to the health food store and I bought vitamins that have omega in it and DHA. And so I'm going to start giving that to kids. Now, I give my children fish. They eat salmon or some type of fatty fish each week. You know, so anyway, I want all the moms to look into that. Look at your child, and even if your child doesn't have ADD, if your child's bouncing off the walls and acting wild, you know, cut back on the sugar and make sure, you know, a lot of the moms have cut back on the fats because they think it's bad for their kids.
No, I don't think so. I think the kids need as much of that stuff as they can get, but as long as it's healthy, as long as you're not getting it from McDonald's and Burger King, you know right. what I mean? If you're making a steak at home or a hamburger or whatever, They need that.
And that's what he said. He said, you know what? People, you know, don't trans fat in potato chips. That's bad. But giving your kid a steak and, you know, a nice, healthy piece of, you know, meat, they need all that fat. Avocados are so healthy for the kids. They need that. And what's really good, he said, walnuts and hazelnuts, fatty nuts. So it's good to incorporate. And, you know, sometimes kids just want to crunch. You know, I like when you're sitting in front of TV, let's face it, we want to crunch on something.
Yeah.
So why not give them some nuts?
That's a good idea. If you can get them to eat it. Plus, the other thing is you have to watch and make sure they're old enough to handle it without, you know, obviously choking on them.
Well, that's true. That's obvious. Even though you can be an adult and choke.
True.
You know, so everyone has to worry about that. But anyway, so Dana, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to start an affair with Bill. I'm going to make the first move. I'm going to start, you know, spring's coming, so I'm going to start putting on the moves. I'm starting to lose some weight. I gained about 10 pounds over the winter.
No, you did not.
I did. I'm telling you, I'm starting to get chubby. I've been eating a lot, and now I'm, you know, starting a couple weeks ago, I started changing my patterns, and I cut out a lot of things, like just cutting out bread for me.
Yeah.
It was huge. So I cut out the bread, I cut out the sugar, and I think around the holiday seasons, we're all stuffing our faces more.
Well, I think we get into a mode. I mean, we're stuck inside. What are you going to do? And a lot of us bake, and of course, if you bake, you've got to eat it, and... Yeah, I'm there too. I'm pudgy.
So fruits, vegetables, lots of water. I'm going to get in shape. I want to look good. I really want to look good. And the older I get, the better I want to look.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. I am walking around moms, and I'm seeing some moms that look pretty dumpy. Really.
Yeah.
And once you're in your 40s, I'm 40 now, and I'm noticing my crowd of moms are starting to look pretty dumpy. And this is a wake-up call for all of us. And I'm not saying this to hurt anyone or offend anyone. I'm saying it to wake us all up because it's easy. I can see how easy it is to get sucked into the dumpy cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You have a little weight on your hips, and then you buy a bigger size pants. And then next thing you know, we'll, you know, if I wear a wider shirt, no one will see it, right? Instead of getting out there, start walking, eat healthier, and, you know, keep the hot mama in you. We're going to look sexy. We're going to look great. The older we get, the better we're going to look. And did you see the Oscars, Dana?
What part of them?
The woman who won Best Actress for playing the queen. Did you
see
how great? 72 years old.
Yep.
Look at
she
her
body. She looked fabulous.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She looked great.
And I think it's important, at least for somebody like me, to hear this. You don't have to look like you walk off a page of Vogue magazine. As long as you're just getting out and getting busy outside, you know, I'll tell you this. The other day we had a bad snowstorm, and we finally got our snowblower back. So when Phil got home from work, we were all outside. I was up on the roof shoveling. Phil was snowblowing. The kids were playing in the snow. Talk about 180-degree difference in attitudes. I felt better just getting that fresh air and that exercise. The kids' moods had changed. They were much happier. They weren't arguing. So just doing even a little bit of stuff helps everything all
around.
Wait,
I forgot to shut my phone off. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. I'm back. You know, my phone rings at least 10 times a day. We all know the story with my father calling to tell me what's on C-SPAN.
Yeah.
So, the poor guy, he's bored, he's retired. You know, retirement is like a curse. It really is. You need to keep busy. You need to use your brain, and you need to continue to think. So this is all he does now is watch C-SPAN. So I have to get him involved with something. I have to get him some type of project at my house, get him building something, like a tree house. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be a blast. My dad's coming up this summer, hopefully. He's going to do that for my kids. Build a big old tree house out back.
Well, that would be nice. And speaking of tree house, spring is coming. Like I said, we're going to look good. We're going to eat healthy. We're going to get walking. And let's all start a garden. I'm going to encourage all of our Happy Housewife members to get in your backyard right after Easter, and let's start planting some seeds. This summer, wouldn't it be nice for everyone to have fresh lettuce and peppers and strawberries and blueberries? Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be great. And if you do it right, then you don't have to pay the higher money for organic.
Right.
See?
And woo-hoo! Certain things are easy to grow. You can put out there basil, okay, chives, tarragon, oregano. I use parsley every single day, so I grow my own parsley. And it grows in bushels. So you could take like a 6-foot by 6-foot section and just fill it up, you know, put a little metal fence around it. And you get out there, you water every day. It gets you out into the sunshine. You're going to have your fruits and vegetables. Your kids are going to see it grow. Now, I have a problem growing fruits because my birds, they eat the fruit so quickly.
Right.
So if anybody has an idea for me on how to stop this, you know, I've tried everything. I put nets over my garden. But I don't know if it's the birds or the chipmunks, but somebody's eating my blueberries and my strawberries. So, you know, that's really hard. And, you know, fresh basil is so expensive. You know, rosemary is like $4.99 for one little stick.
Yep.
And if you plant the rosemary in the spring, but in the summer you will have a big bushel of rosemary. So get out there. Let's start planting. And I think everyone will be very happy.
Yeah, and with the herbs, because they multiply so quickly, you know, they get big so fast, you can dry them, you can freeze them. There's lots of things that you can do to preserve them. You know, you don't have to feel like that you're going to waste them or anything. You can certainly preserve them to keep all winter long.
And you can give them away. At the end of the summer, I gave big bushels of rosemary and parsley and oregano, you know, and thyme. I had thyme. You know, I put little bows around it, and I gave it to my girlfriends.
That's such a cute idea.
It's such a nice gift. It's a cute idea. And speaking of that, you know, Easter's coming up. And I think most of the women on the website are Christian women. And I have a big problem with Easter gift baskets for my children because, you know, I don't want to fill it up with the candy.
Right.
So this is what I have decided to do this year.
Okay.
To have an Easter bunny come to the house, because I still believe in the Easter bunny. But in their baskets, you know, obviously maybe put a couple of books. I have to put a couple of pieces of chocolate, right?
Right.
Yeah, because otherwise they'll be devastated.
Well, for sure you have to do the chocolate bunny.
Well, the chocolate bunny. Nobody eats the chocolate bunny. In fact,
I know, but it's tradition.
I was in Marshall's home store yesterday, and they took out chocolate bunnies from the back. And you know those chocolate bunnies are last year's leftovers. That's why they're in the Marshall's Home Goods store. When you buy a chocolate bunny at the store, how long has that chocolate bunny been around? It's probably like 3 years old. The whole chocolate bunny disgusts me.
Of course.
It grosses me out. Really, like right now I still see Valentine's candy out. If they don't sell it, it's going back to the factory, and they're going to put it back next year.
Okay, so for your kids' Easter baskets, you're going to put a Tic Tac in there.
So I'm trying to come up with what to put in their basket. Something creative. I've come up with books. I'll put a couple pieces of chocolate, but it's not going to be chocolate money. It'll be like a couple pieces of chocolate, something I know that sells a lot, that moves off the counter a lot. And then I'm going to put some gum, maybe.
Gum's a good idea. You know what?
Paint, chalk, that's good.
Those are great ideas. We always got a new game, like a new board game every year with ours. It was cool. That's another idea. I don't know if you do it for Christmas, but board games are a wonderful idea.
Well, that's a good idea. So that's what I'm thinking of doing. I'm thinking of putting some other things in the baskets, you know, not concentrating on the candy. I think this is my last year I have left with Connor believing in the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
I think after this, it's over. He's going to be 10 this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I think that the whole Easter Bunny, Santa Claus thing, I'm afraid I'm going to lose it.
Okay, so this brings up a really good question. Connor is older than Hannah, obviously. So once he stops believing in that kind of thing, how are you going to handle it to preserve it for Hannah?
Well, I'm going to tell him that he has to just respect
Hannah. Keep his mouth shut?
Keep his mouth shut, or he's going to get spanked.
Okay, problem solved.
No, I'm hoping that he will respect her. But Connor, you know, he can be tough. He's going to be, like, annoying her all the time, saying, oh, I know something you don't know, and doing all of that.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I can't even think that far in advance. Right now, I am just trying to, you know, get through Easter, trying to hold on to this little bit of fantasy that I have in my life that my children are small. But it's all over this summer because Connor's going to be 10, and I'm devastated over that. I am so sad about it, and I have to try and not be sad and be happy and look forward to all the fun and interesting things going on in life. But you know I'm the queen of looking at the past. I don't know how to get past looking at the past.
Well, I don't know either.
I mean, I'm constantly looking back, thinking of the babies, thinking of, you know, what was and what's not. And I don't know how to get past that.
I don't know either. And I'm having a hard time because this fall, Amanda goes to kindergarten. So it's just going to be me at home. I don't want to.
I know, it's very... It's lonely, it's sad, and it's very sad. And life itself goes by so quickly. One of my girlfriends in my close circle just turned 50.
Nuh-uh.
I mean, I have a friend who's 50. I said to her, I can't believe you're turning 50. I just can't even believe it. In 10 years, she's going to be 60. Time is going too fast. Time is going too fast. I wanted to stop. So this is why it's so important to enjoy every minute, and we are so lucky to be home. I say this over and over. I just can't believe that there's anyone out there who doesn't think that this is the best opportunity in life, to be able to be in your home, taking care of your family, not having to commute and listen to some schmuck boss every day. I mean, this is what's better than this? It's a good life, girls.
It is.
No matter how hard it gets some days, it's so much better than the alternative. Now, listen, I have to go pick up the kids, but Dana, I want you and all of our moms to watch this Sunday.
Okay.
The Oprah special. Did you see it? About in Iraq? Not Iraq.
No.
Africa?
Is she doing a thing on her school?
She opened her school the other day, and this Sunday she's going to show the special again. It's amazing. It's on ABC. I don't know what time it comes on, 9, 10 o'clock at night. But you all should watch it. I cried my eyes out. Should she be doing things here in America? I don't know. I mean, there's lots of poor people here in America. But in Africa, there's, like, no hope for anybody. And she went in there and opened the school for the girls. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful show. So I want you all to watch it this week. I have to go pick up my kids. Dana, I'm back.
Woohoo!
And we have a lot of good things coming to the website, girls, the next couple of weeks. Just wait and see. It's going to be so great.
Yes.
Okay, bye, Dana.
Bye.